Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Life is full of what-ifs, some awesome, like what if AI could fold your laundry? And some, well, less awesome, like what if you have unexpected medical costs? UnitedHealthcare can help get you covered with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. They supplement your primary plan to help you manage out-of-pocket costs. No deductibles, no enrollment periods, and especially no more what-ifs. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
Hello all of you beautiful people, Jules here for whatculture.com, and I hate doing this because it does sound like I'm just absolutely crapping on people's hard work, but at the end of the day, these are 10 times that video games got science wrong. Number 10, that's not how viruses work, Spider-Man. Though most people will cut Insomniac Spider-Man some slack, given the character's fantastical origins and, well, generally elevated nature of most superhero stories, the game's more grounded engagement with science sadly doesn't hold up to scrutiny at all. One of Harry Osborn's scientific side missions, Dive and Dash, sees Peter attempting to test a virus which will kill some toxic algae that is about to wreak havoc in New York's rivers and lakes. The short mission sees Peter obtaining a sample of the algae, using his acrobatic abilities to apply sufficient G-force to break down on the algae's cell walls, and then testing the virus on the algae in the lake. Except, as some science-minded players have pointed out, none of Peter's methodology or execution makes any scientific or ethical sense whatsoever. For starters, Peter implies that he'd whipped up the virus in Harry's lab in an afternoon, which is just impossible. It would take at least a few days with major prep time. Secondly, the premise of the virus itself doesn't actually make sense. There's zero chance that it could eliminate every microorganism in the lake, and so the algae would simply regenerate within a short time. But worst of all, from the pure perspective of scientific protocol, it's extremely ill-advised for Peter to release an untested virus into the wild, and it is one of the major no-nos in the field of virology. Number 9. Nonsense Chemistry, No Man's Sky. No Man's Sky was certainly a game made to appeal to science buffs, yet many were disappointed to discover its shockingly lax approach to chemistry and the periodic table in particular. The primary gripe is that many of the recipes for synthesizing elements aren't even remotely close to their scientific truths. And one enterprising fan was even miffed enough that they created their own mod whereby actual chemical equations would generate the required materials. The irony is that, for well-read scientists, No Man's Sky became a more bewildering challenge because it betrayed the laws of science so recklessly. With their real-world knowledge more or less useless, they had to trawl fan-created wiki pages to find out how the hell to create even basic elements. And honestly, that is just the tip of the iceberg. Number 8. Wooden buildings standing for 200 years after a nuclear apocalypse, Fallout 3. Fallout 3 takes place approximately 200 years after the Great War, a nuclear apocalypse which turned the globe into a heavily irradiated hellscape. As neat a setting as the world of Fallout is, that epic time jump does raise a few baffling scientific questions throughout the third game. Primarily, how the hell are any wooden buildings left standing 2 centuries after withstanding a nuclear blast? Even the structures which survived the initial blast would 100% rot away from contamination in 200 years, yet in Fallout 3, many wood frame buildings look in remarkable shape, well, relatively speaking, of course. It's been widely speculated by fans that Fallout 3 was originally supposed to be a prequel set 20 years after the Great War, which would certainly go a long way to explaining the glaring inaccuracy, to say nothing of all of that food which somehow went unspoiled for those 2 centuries. Number 7. Liquid Snake's Inferior Recessive Genes, Metal Gear Solid. Metal Gear Solid is hardly the first place that anyone should look for scientific plausibility, but even so, the series' emphasis on genetics does nevertheless provide it with a grounded tether to our own reality. Except at the end of Metal Gear Solid features a sequence in which the villainous Liquid Snake speaks of his flawed recessive genes, while noting that Solid Snake got all of the old man's dominant genes. Liquid's assumption that he is the inferior clone of Big Boss and Solid is the superior one due to their respective genetic loadouts is totally incorrect though. Recessive genes are simply less likely to be passed on during reproduction, while dominant genes are more likely to be, yet this has no bearing whatsoever on the quality of these characteristics. In a delicious bout of dramatic irony, the game's post-credits scene even compounds Liquid's misunderstandings further by revealing that he was actually the superior clone all along. Though Kojima later claimed that Liquid was intentionally incorrect, it felt more like an attempt to hand-wave either his own flawed writing or a major mistake in the game's English translation. Number 6. Simplified Evolution. Spore. Spore was one of the most ambitious and long-awaited video games, and say it with me, kids, of all time! And it's fair to say that unfortunately the end product simply didn't live up to years of immense hype. The primary criticism leveled at Spore was its disappointingly simplistic approach to its compelling premise, whereby players could foster a creature from a single-celled organism all the way through its evolution to becoming a member of a spacefaring race. Unfortunately, the game was criticized by scientists for its contradictory approach to the actual laws of evolution. For starters, none of the species in the game have common ancestors, and so the player's evolutionary path is linear rather than branching. Furthermore, the player's creature doesn't evolve in response to their environment, but instead as a transparent path towards the final space stage, and the player's ability to alter their creature's physicality isn't at all reflective of actual evolution. Evolutionary biologists from Yale University called the game fun, but severely messed up, saying that the snag is that Spore doesn't just jettison half of its science, it replaced it with systems and ideas that run the risk of being actively misleading. And they also said that there were grave concerns about a game which seems to further the idea of intelligent design under the badge of science. Number 5. Long fall boots would shatter your legs. Portal 2. Though there's a fundamental undercurrent of absurdity in the Portal games, they are nevertheless bolstered by a semi-rigorous focus on taking plausible physics concepts, namely momentum, and stretching them to breaking point. But perhaps the most patently ridiculous element of Portal 2, beyond GLaDOS being powered by a potato battery, sees protagonist Chell being kitted out with special long fall boots at the start of the game. These boots allow Chell to avoid injuring herself, or worse still, damaging the portal gun, while she's falling from great heights. Except they're a feat of absolute scientific implausibility, even more so than the portal gun, probably. The issue comes down to deceleration, and the notion that you're never killed by the fall itself, but by the sharp stop at the end. There is no way for the boots to provide sufficient deceleration and spread the surface area of the impact enough to not explode Chell's legs into a gory mess. Ultimately, it comes down to because Aperture Science said it could. And for most players, that's probably good enough. Number 4. Everything mutates from the T-Virus except rats. Resident Evil 2. Resident Evil is another video game franchise which doesn't exactly beg itself to be taken seriously, but given that the series starts out with the modest-ish spread of a biological agent known as the T-Virus, it's certainly interesting to consider things from the perspective of actual science. One of the key plots in the second game was that the T-Virus is carried throughout the city by rats, which are shown licking up the remnants of the virus from the city sewers and consequently spreading it. However, rats are also the only infected animals which aren't shown to mutate in some form, seemingly serving only as passive carriers to pass the virus along. Given the various grotesque animal mutations that we've seen across the series, that seems like not only a missed opportunity, but also a scientific impossibility. After all, why would rats be spared turning into abominations beyond all other species? It's been theorized by fans that Capcom may have removed mutated rats from Resident Evil 2 due to Konami's cult classic horror game Parasite Eve, which was in development at the same time and prominently featured mutated rats as a recurring enemy. Number 3. Everything about Europa. Call of Duty Infinite Warfare. So we all know that the Call of Duty series is over the top in so many ways, but yet it still tries to get everyone to take it seriously. However, as was proved with Infinite Warfare's major setting of Europa, one of the moons of Jupiter, they represented this with no scientific authenticity whatsoever. For starters, in reality, Europa has an extremely thin layer of atmosphere comprised entirely of oxygen, which would make the cloudy storm depicted in the game quite impossible. Also, Jupiter appears far larger on the surface of Europa in the game than it actually should. Though in reality, Jupiter should look 24 times larger than the moon does on Earth, it's clearly many factors larger than that. These are just some of the myriad of issues sure to leave scientists raging, though at least there's a huge gun-toting spectacle to distract you from the sloppy, non-factual approach. Number 2. Cordyceps can't actually infect humans. The Last of Us. The Last of Us takes place in a world ravaged by a mutant strain of the Cordyceps fungus, which infects humans' brains and transforms them into aggressive mushroom-sprouting monsters. Despite the game's grimly fantastical nature, Cordyceps is actually a very real fungus, albeit one that is thankfully confined to insects and unable to leap to humans. Well, for now anyways. In nature, this fungus infects an insect's brain and controls its motor functions in order to position the fungus for maximum reproductive success, at which point the insect will clamp down in place and be devoured entirely by the fungus. It would reportedly require hundreds of years of evolution for this to be able to manipulate a human's brain sufficiently to make it worthwhile, and given that insects are far higher in number and more easily controlled, they are clearly the most efficient means for propagation. Furthermore, Cordyceps by its nature doesn't turn the infected aggressive. So even if centuries, or more likely millennia from now, Cordyceps somehow fluked its way into a human's brain, they wouldn't suddenly transform into the cannibalistic monsters depicted in this game. Yet to be fair, in a lot of other places, The Last of Us does do a very good job representing science pretty well. But if they just renamed that virus, then none of this would have been on this list. And number 1, Impossible Acrobatics, Prince of Persia. The big lure of the Prince of Persia games, beyond the time gimmick, is that the prince has got a ludicrously entertaining array of acrobatic abilities, allowing him to run along walls and make absurd leaps in a single bound. But of course, as anyone who's ever tried parkour knows, there is no physical way for a human being to make a far-flung leap onto a teeny tiny ledge without breaking every bone in their hands and more likely falling to their very deaths. That is to say nothing of the prince's incredible ability to run across walls at will. And to be clear, the Ubisoft Prince of Persia games couldn't care less about presenting plausible physics. But considering that the earlier iterations of the prince possessed no supernatural powers, it's still a flagrant violation of the very laws of physics.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.